Now's the time in our service we offer a fellowship break. God is with us, enjoying with us as we sing about God's amazing grace. Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. God, as we enter into worship this morning, we recognize the gift and the love that you have for us, Father. The forgiveness that you offer us, that Scripture tells us that we all have sinned. We all have fallen short of the mark in our relationship with you. But you love us so much, Father, that you offer the gift of forgiveness to us, Father. You extend it to us. We know that none of us is worthy of that gift, but you offer it freely to us because you care for us and you love us so much. As we worship this morning, Father, we ask that you enter to this place, that you hear our songs and you see our hearts, Father. And we come thankful for the gift of forgiveness that you give us so graciously and with so much love. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Saved in a world that's lost, and all our hope rests in your cross. Lord, I need.
Lord, I need you.
I tuned my hearing aid off to this one back here, but I heard that one. Okay. Being the professionals that we are, we'll move right along here. Is this okay right here, holding it right here? Okay. When I was a little girl, I just loved lambs. I just thought they were so adorable, just cute, you know, fluffy and huggable. As an adult, I'm learning that we are a lot like lambs and sheep, not in such positive ways, though. We, like sheep, have gone astray, just as it says in Isaiah. Sheep are known to be stubborn, they're not very smart, and they're easily scared. Sound like someone you know? Maybe a spouse, maybe a friend, maybe you. I think we all tend to be like that from time to time. Sheep tend to wander away, looking for greener pastures. They are prone to parasites, which can be compared to sin, just like us. They are known to topple over if they have too much wool, or if they they tend to look for soft, cushy grass for an easy place to rest, and then they topple over. Well, about a month ago, we were awakened in the middle of the night by loud crashing. And actually, Kirk heard it. I didn't even hear it. I didn't even hear it. But anyway, he woke me up, and he says, "There's someone breaking in the house." And so we're stumbling around in the dark, and it's like, you know, trying to wake up, trying to think, okay, is this a dream or is this real? But it was real. And I walked to the front door, and this is what I saw, one of the things I saw. This ewe lamb was standing on the front porch, and she was rocking back and forth, stepping one foot in front of the other, just like this, and expecting me to open the door. And I said, I'm thinking, you silly thing, I'm not opening this door for you. But also on the porch behind that, we also saw this. This is Truffle the ram. Now, I think he was inappropriately named. I think it should have been more like Trouble. But they were both standing on our front porch wanting us to let them in. It was a very cold night, and I'm sure they smelled the warm stove coming up, coming up from our wonderful pellet stove that Joby and Marie helped us to install. And they were wanting to come in and where it was nice and cozy and warm. It wasn't until the next morning that I went out to warm up my car, and I saw this, the broken glass. The ram, Truffle, the ram, had evidently broken our storm door, and we didn't realize it till the next morning. So he created quite a mess for us to clean up. So, and if you look back at the picture of the ram, you will see that he was in a place where he should not be. The next morning is when I was able to actually take this picture, and you'll see there's some random moving truck there, and My husband appropriately decided that he would give him a free move anywhere out of the county. So, yeah. Anyway, we as humans, when we find ourselves in trouble, it's usually because we've wandered away from God's plan or will for us. We really need a shepherd that will pull us back where we belong. He always wants what's best for us. We don't always understand why he asks us to do certain things or not to do certain things, but he always wants what's best for us. And that long shepherd staff that is used is to pull a sheep or a sheep away from a bear or something that might be a danger. And God gives us that still small voice that will help pull us back and help us to if we listen to it, will help us to stay away from sin. But just like sheep, we tend to like to look for the cushy grass, the easy road, but we shouldn't be afraid of the hard places in life because there is strength we find strength in the struggles that we face. If we have too much wool, like a sheep, or sheep that have too much wool, have to be sheared because they'll topple over. And just like that, we need to be careful that we aren't looking for too many things in this temporal life, because then we'll miss what's really important. And so we need to be careful not to be hunting that next special thing. But newborn lambs have soft, beautiful wool, untouched by the world. If you were to look at Luna and Truffles, wool, you would see that there's dirt and there's grass, probably some parasites, and perhaps like Truffle, this ram, you know, you might find that you've tried to do life your own way, and you create a mess. I mean, I say you, but it's me too. We tend to do that at times. We try to do life our own way, and then we push our way through, and we create a mess, just like the broken glass. Or sometimes we go for that easy road, and we find ourselves down and can't get back up. But God's there. He wants to help us with that. But back in Leviticus, Aaron would take a goat and lay his hands on that goat and confess the sins of the people and then send it off into the wilderness. Also, newborn lambs were used without defect to atone for the people's sins. Thankfully, we don't have to do that anymore. The innocent one, Jesus, paid the price for the guilty ones, you and me. And he pays that for our past sins, present, and even those we haven't even committed yet. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. In the parable of the lost sheep, the shepherd would leave the 99 to go after the one. He doesn't want anyone to perish. He's always leading and guiding us, and he rejoices when we turn to him. And we have one more picture to show. You'll see this is a herd of sheep, and I think it's appropriate. It is black and white, because God doesn't care about the color of our skin. Whether we're rich or poor, educated, we're all equal at the foot of the cross. So as we take communion today, I want us to remember the body that was broken for us, the blood that was shed for us. And when we accept that free gift, it's free. When we accept that, then our sins are turned from scarlet to white as snow. So let's go to God in prayer. Lord, we love you, and we just thank you that you are right here with us. You are our good shepherd, and life goes so much better when we listen to you and we follow your lead. Please help us, Lord, to hear that still small voice. Help us, Lord, to listen to what you have to say to us, and help us to be obedient in that. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Say no to this pain.
Jesus is here with his arms open wide. He can see it with your heart if you quit looking with your eyes. He's left it up to you. He's done all that he can. Is there any way you could say no?
Dear Lord, we love you, and we just thank you for all the ways you bless us. We thank you that we can't even begin to count the blessings that you give us each and every day. Pray that you will accept these gifts that we give today and ask that you bless them, help them to meet the needs of those all over the world, Lord, wherever it needs to go. We thank you, Lord. We know that it is more blessed to give than to receive. So we ask that you take this and use it in whatever way it is needed. And we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome to MCC this morning. We're glad you're here. If you've got little guys waiting to go to Kids City or his kids, why don't you let them make their way out? And Alan, why don't you play that first song while they're going out?
last thing on your mind today. It always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they caused is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. It flies in the face of all your pride. It moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's the whisper in your ear saying set it free. Forgiveness. Set a prisoner free. There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.